Hello and welcome to FinShorts Daily. In today's episode, we give you a primer on the government's idea to bring about a law to regulate digital businesses. Also, a quick side note before we begin. Our podcast host Rupin Paul is away for a few days. So until this weekend, I, Suman De Silva, will be filling in for him. Now, on to today's episode. In 1983, Lotus Development Corporation launched a spreadsheet application called Lotus 123. And it instantly became a darling among computer users at the time. They didn't have to worry about crunching numbers manually.
They didn't have to recalculate
when they altered a single digit or an errant figure in their accounts. And they could update pretty much anything they wanted without excessive intervention. It worked like a charm. And it was better than most spreadsheet software available in the market. Spreadsheet software like Microsoft's Multiplan. Yes, Microsoft wasn't as big in the spreadsheet space back then. And it wanted to fix that. So a few years later, it revamped its spreadsheet software and launched Excel. Today, Excel is one of the most widely used spreadsheet software globally. And Lotus 123 is long gone. Now, no doubt, Excel is a great product. But Microsoft managed to bag the top spot in large part thanks to its dominance in the operating system market. This is why it could push its spreadsheet software as a bundled service along with a suite of other applications. And as the Windows operating system began picking up steam, Excel managed to capture people's imagination because that's pretty much all they could imagine. This is a classic example of unfair competition. Microsoft used its status as a monopoly in the operating systems market to crush other spreadsheets. In fact, it did this on several other occasions. It imposed legal and technical restrictions on PC manufacturers and users who intended to opt for Netscape as a web browser and engage in similar shady practices elsewhere. This forced the US government to take matters into its own hands, and eventually, the Department of Justice filed an antitrust lawsuit against the software giant. The judge presiding over the matter even ordered the company to split itself into two separate entities in a bid to curb Microsoft's dominance. But in the end, political intervention and other concessions allowed Microsoft to remain intact. This was supposed to be a landmark case, a once-in-a-lifetime event that would set things right. Nobody could ever again abuse their dominant position to crush competition. But two decades later, not much has changed. We have even bigger names engaging in anti-competitive practices, names like Apple, Google, Meta, and Amazon. And that's exactly why global regulators feel the need for stronger laws that can offer every competitor in the market a level playing field. For instance, the European Union or the EU introduced the Digital Markets Act or the DMA a couple of years ago. The US is pondering over an American Innovation and Choice Online Bill. And the UK has formally set up a Digital Markets Unit under its existing competition authority. All of these laws and policies have just one goal: to ensure fair competition among businesses. And maybe this has inspired India too. India has over 350 million users who transact online across e-commerce, shopping, travel, hospitality, and OTT apps thanks to affordable data. And that number is only set to double by 2030, accounting for about 70% of the internet users by then. Also, India's consumer-based digital economy is expected to be a whopping $800 billion market in 2030. That's a 10x growth from 2020. And in the absence of strong regulation in a fast-growing digital economy, big companies will likely use their scale, size, and influence to restrict new players from entering the market. So in 2022, the government sat with the folks running these big companies and sought out their perspectives on the matter, eventually coming up with the idea of having a separate law in the form of a Digital Competition Act or bill before it's passed by the parliament to prevent anti-competitive practices. Now, it's not as though India doesn't have a regulation in place. At the moment, it's the Competition Act doing all the heavy lifting. And the law does prevent unfair competition. But it was devised over two decades ago. And despite having its fair share of amendments, it has not been able to keep up with the growing size of India's digital economy. So yes, that's why the government is thinking about a new bill, or the Digital Competition Bill. But what is it really? Well, the idea here is actually pretty straightforward. Identify big players who are likely to bully others with their market power based on their revenues, market capitalization, and number of active product users. Classify them as systematically important digital intermediaries and slap a self-reporting obligation. Simply put, these entities will have to declare that their operations are fair and transparent. And if everything works out, there should be fewer anti-steering measures. That is, the thing that happens when Apple or Google mandate the use of their payment systems for in-app purchases. And little self-preferencing. That is, when Google nudges you to use its pre-installed apps on Android by not letting you uninstall them. And fewer instances of deep discounting. That is, when companies like Flipkart or Amazon sell products at extremely low prices which others can't compete with. Also, bringing in a digital competition bill means floating an ex-ante regulation. What's that, you ask? Well, it's simple. Right now, we deal with anti-competitive practices post-ante or after something unfair happens. For instance, remember when the Competition Commission of India or the CCI accused MakeMyTrip of colluding with OYO and controlling prices in the market? The CCI went after these companies only after the collusion transpired. It had to go through a whole lengthy process of cherry-picking offenses that the companies had committed. But had a regulation existed, things would have been easier and quicker. The CCI could just say, hey, MakeMyTrip and OYO have gone against the code we've already chalked out, so we are going to take them to task. That's an ex-ante approach. And we know, all this sounds like wishful thinking. But here's the thing. Laws like this have sort of worked globally. Just look at the EU's DMA. After it took shape, it was able to save Epic Games from Apple's nifty tricks. Not long ago, Epic Games had planned to launch its App Store for iOS, Apple's operating system. And knowing Apple, you can probably already guess what it did. It simply banned Epic from its online store by revoking its developer license. But then came the DMA. It opened an inquiry into the matter, and voila, Epic Games will now be allowed to have its own app store on iOS in Europe. That's not a sole example. EU's DMA has also pushed Apple to allow EU-based iPhone users to uninstall its default Safari browser by the end of this year. And by 2025, it will even have a more user-friendly option to transfer data from an iPhone to a non-Apple phone. But perks like that come with drawbacks too. Well, perhaps one point of contention is that global markets that have rules to curb digital dominance are mostly developed economies, while India is not. And some observers believe that these laws can actually stifle innovation in a country like ours. Startups may have to deal with onerous compliance burden, and the law may empower officers to just go after everyone without due consideration. So yes, the digital competition bill means well, but we still have to make sure that we don't get too carried away. Which perhaps also explains why it's been in the government's to-do list for a while now and hasn't seen the light of day. Will it happen anytime soon? We don't know. But if it does, we hope that it promotes fair competition. Until then.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShots Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.